WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the show. Hope yours is starting off well. Mine is, now that I put batteries in the mouse. So, technology is a wonderful thing. And I love having a wireless mouse to operate the computer that handles everything here. It's especially helpful if you're training somebody new because, you know, you can let them sit behind the board and then you have that mouse you can bring anywhere into the studio and control the rest of the show. I also like it because, you know, depending on what direction I'm facing for what I'm doing, I can bring the mouse with me. And the only downside is that it runs on batteries. And yesterday morning, I saw that it was starting to flash red. So I was like, well, can't let it run out of batteries. We'll be screwed. And so I went into my office, got a couple of AA batteries, put that in during Chris's show. Said, oh, that's my last set of AA batteries. I better go get some more. So went over to Harbor Freight. Got a big 24-pack of batteries. Put it in the cabinet in my office. Apparently the batteries that I put in there from my office must be old and were probably dead batteries that I put back in there or something or other, because when I went to go hit play on the show, no mouse. And I got to figure out what the hotkey commands are to actually operate that if the mouse doesn't work. So then I had to run into the office, get those batteries. And of course, they're in one of those plastic containers that isn't easy to open. So you got to cut open the sticker over it. And oh, what a way to get things going. Never take for granted that your mouse is going to work. Always check and make sure that green light's working. All right. Anyway, so we've got another great morning for you. A lot that we can talk about. A lot going on in the news. There was a lot of press releases from the DA's office over the last couple of days for things that happened on Friday. And there is certainly, you know, it runs the gamut from, it's a tough thing to have to talk about, but we have, you know, the father who was convicted of raping his daughters. He's now been sentenced to prison. A man who attempted to kill his girlfriend back in 2021. He's been sentenced now. Up to 40 years in prison. I mean, there's been so many. And she was just brutally attacked and has been suffering as a result of it ever since. Lost an eye, lost part of her thumb. So there's, you know, you are happy that there's resolution in these cases for these victims, but oh my gosh, just brutal. And so I'm sure it's a matter of the folks over at the DA's office are trying to give us as much details as they can on this, but they also want to make sure that they're recognizing that the judges, you know, what their decisions are and what the prosecutors are asking for. And in some cases, yeah, you're getting maximum sentences, but in many cases, you're not. So it's always interesting to see when that information comes over from the DA's office, you know, when they say, what the state had asked for and what the judge gives. We also have the story, and you heard Mike mention it in the news, the intoxicated man, I guess, you know, it's fair to say that. Police said that he was intoxicated. So this intoxicated man who walked into a busy McDonald's in Raynham, was causing a scene, was asked to leave repeatedly, and apparently exposed himself and committed a lewd act. Now, it doesn't take much imagination to imagine what he must have been doing. Because when I first read it, I said, oh, well, you know, he exposed himself in a lewd manner. Maybe he just, like, mooned the people. But no, it was worse than that. And it was during a time when not only were there families and children present, but there was actually a kid's birthday party going on at the time. And when you combine that with the guy who was doing something similar recently at a Korn concert, and then there was another incident where someone had done that in a public place, I don't know what's going on with that. Why has there been three cases in the last 2 weeks of people who have been committing that lewd act out in public? I mean, people just trying to have their McDonald's dinner. Kids trying to have a birthday party. Obviously, you know, when you're intoxicated and you might not be making the best decisions, but I don't think anybody in any state should think that that's a good decision. So there's probably some mental issues there as well. But to see, you know, imagine being in there with your family, being in there with the kids, and having something like that happen. So we'll keep up with how that story turns out, but it seems like that person probably needs some help one way or another, whether it's help with alcohol or just in general. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Wait, let me make sure that computer mouse. Oh, that one's hardwired. That should be fine. One of the other things that I wanted to bring up yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to it, but, you know, we talk a lot about pop culture on this show. Certainly we'll have the Gen X Files for you the next hour. But I was having an interesting conversation with somebody last week on Friday. And we were talking about the way that people's television viewing habits have changed. That they're not paying for cable anymore. That, you know, people who are in their 20s might never have cable. People who are moving out of their parents' house for the first time, if they can afford it, if they can find a place, if they're moving out on their own, they're not getting cable. Even if they are coming from a home where the parents still have cable, they realize that they don't need it. And so they're getting all the different streaming services. That's how they're watching, you know, sports. That's how they're watching movies. That's how they're even watching television series. What's interesting about it is I was like, well, how are they watching news? Because, you know, if I was completely disconnected from cable outside of, you know, having the internet, but if I was completely disconnected from cable, I don't know that I would ever see local news. In fact, I really don't see a lot of local news when I'm outside of the studio anyway, except in an online fashion. I'll see something come on social media that's a report from 6 or 10 or 12 or 4 or 5 or whatever. But most of the time, if I'm consuming their content, I'm doing it from their websites. With their embedded videos, whether they be YouTube or otherwise. I don't really sit down and put the TV on and watch local news. So, yes, you can get your CBS evening news. You can get your ABC, NBC evening news. You can get your CNN, Fox News. I'm sure Newsmax and One America and News Nation all do it, too. You can get those all in an online format. You can actually stream them. You can download their apps, whatever it may be. But not every local news production is going to have, you know, its own app, its own ability to stream it. So it did bring up that interesting question. How will people stay informed on local topics? And I think that's probably why we see large numbers of people 18 to 35 listening to WBSM. Because that's how they're getting the local content. And I think the streaming that we have, the apps, the podcasts, the things like that, help to push that. But it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, 20 years from now, what the state of local news is. Because as we know now, there's already less people doing it. We have less people here. They have less people at the Standard Times. You know, New Bedford Light does a good job of keeping a decent staff over there, but that's, you know, that's relying on donations. If they were a corporate commercial model, would they have the same resources? So it's interesting to see where that's going. And I was thinking about that a lot over the weekend because I was watching the Patriots game on my phone. While I was at Terracom, but I was watching it on my phone because I have a login. Actually, no, that was on Paramount Plus, which I pay for separately. But I was going to say, a lot of my streaming services come through my cable option. So I complain about what my cable bill is every month, but also if I didn't have that, you know, what would all my streaming add up to? Pretty sure it'd still be less, but how much less? And I bring this up because at the end of this month, there's going to be a big, big change in the sports world with the launch of the new enhanced ESPN app. And I'm still confused about all of it, honestly, because I was like, well, I'm not worried about that because I have ESPN Plus through my Hulu Disney Plus subscription. I did a bundle, so I have all three. It actually came from, I believe, my phone provider. It's like included with my, is it my phone provider? I don't know. But I have it included with something. So I don't get an individual bill. It's included on another bill and discounted. So I have the bundle. So I said, well, I'll be fine. I have ESPN Plus. But then I found out that ESPN Plus isn't the same thing as this new ESPN app. So now I definitely have to pay $30 a month now for this. And then there's talk that there's going to be one tier that's free and another tier that's $30 a month. And I don't understand any of this. Like, what do I need to watch WrestlePalooza, the WWE's first ESPN premium live event? What do I need to watch Monday Night Football if I want to watch that? I don't get it. So I'll look into it more. And when I figure it out, I'll report back to you. But if you know, you can explain it to me. Right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments with local news. And welcome back in. That is Cool It Now by New Edition. And Mother Nature is taking the advice of New Edition. And she is cooling it now because it's 49 degrees outside. So I walked out of the house and said, man, maybe I should have brought a sweatshirt or a light jacket. It's not going to, I don't think it's going to break 70 today. But a lot of people posting on social media, like, don't worry, this is false fall. Second summer is coming. You know how it works. We always end up getting warmer weather in late September or early October, just when we thought it was safe to think that it's fall. All right, we're going to go in the newsroom now, get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts, and then on the other side, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike.
The Supreme Court says no to an ICE office on Rikers Island. Postal shipments to the U.S. are down, and six dead in a shooting at a Jerusalem bus stop.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The New York Supreme Court saying no to opening an ICE office on Rikers Island.
Judge Mary Rosato has ruled Mayor Eric Adams' executive order null and void. She called it an impermissible appearance of a conflict of interest since it came weeks after the Trump Justice Department dismissed federal corruption charges against the mayor. Adams' order, which was challenged from the get-go, would have allowed ICE agents into New York City's biggest jail to help with criminal investigations. Critics said it would have violated prisoners' civil rights. The city is appealing the ruling. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Jury selection continues today in the trial of the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Defendant Ryan Ruth is representing himself and was scolded by the judge yesterday for some of the questions he wanted to ask potential jurors. Among the questions was one about stopping for a turtle if they encountered one on the road. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is warning Republicans they'll regret reinvestigating the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol.
Jeffries says President Trump and House Republicans are trying to whitewash the violence that occurred in and around the Capitol on January 6th, 2021, but that House Democrats won't let it happen. The Democrat from New York said Monday he's picked California Congressman Eric Swalwell to lead Democrats on the newly formed subcommittee. He's also chosen Representatives Jasmine Crockett of Texas and Florida's Jared Moskowitz to sit on the panel. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has the power to veto any of the picks. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
President Trump is again vowing to clean up Chicago, although he did call it fake news when asked by a reporter on Sunday if he was going to war with the Windy City.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our city. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
The exchange came as protests were held over the weekend against Trump's repeated threats to deploy federal troops to Chicago. He posted on social media, "Chicago, about to find out why it's called the Department of War." Trump has also said that he is considering sending troops to New Orleans to help fight crime, while Homeland Security says raids in Boston by federal immigration police have already begun. Postal shipments to the U.S. are down 80%. Data from the Universal Postal Union noted that 88 shipping providers around the globe have completely or partially suspended shipping to the U.S. The findings come after President Trump ended the de minimis exemption that made lower value shipments exempt from tariffs. While it is likely that many postal services will eventually resume shipments, it's also likely to come at a higher price for customers. Israeli police say six people are dead after a terrorist attack at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Officials said two Palestinian gunmen opened fire yesterday before being shot and killed by a soldier and an armed civilian. Video from the scene showed people fleeing as the gunshots could be heard. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called the gunmen vile and evil terrorists, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas spoke against any targeting of Palestinian and Israeli civilians.
WBSM Sports.
Sox beat the Athletics 7-0 last night. Both teams back at it tonight at 10:05.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Waking up to a chilly start on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the low and mid-50s may be cause for a sweatshirt as you're stepping out the door. We're looking at a nice sunny start as well, though, so not such bad news here, especially as the sun sticks around into the afternoon. Temperatures still below average, though, this afternoon, with our highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Clouds creep in as we get to the late afternoon, early evening, continuing into the overnight, and that's as low pressure gets closer and closer. That is going to drive a couple showers as we head into Wednesday. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 14. 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And also, don't forget, if you use the open line voicemail feature on the app, everybody who does, going to be entered into a contest to win a free Seize the Deal. So you could be on your way to having free food on us just by opening up the WBSM app and recording your thoughts on any of the things we're talking about or a different topic you want to bring up. Or you can just say your name and where you're from and how you listen to WBSM and what you like about it. And that could be enough. You know, just, hi, I'm Tim from New Bedford. I listen on the WBSM app and I love the fact that I can get it all on podcasts. So anything like that, and you can be on your way to winning some free food. So one of the things that we're trying to keep you up to date on, and certainly we will continue to do so over the next couple of years, because that's how long it's going to take, is this Route 18 Interstate 195 interchange rehabilitation project. And what I would recommend is, if you have the WBSM app, check it out every day. When you're getting up and ready to leave, see what that's telling you for the live traffic report. We have that option on our app where you can get live traffic anytime. Use GPS apps too as well to help you plan how long it's going to take you to get somewhere. Even if it's a place you go to every day, you never know what's going to happen with this traffic shutdown. So I left here yesterday. I got out of here around, it was after 7 p.m. But I was on my way to Dash Laundromat to pick up some laundry. By the way, great job by Dash as always, but new feature, instead of just wrapping everything up in the plastic bags, folding it and putting in the plastic bags, my shirts came on hangers wrapped in plastic. That was a first. But I love it. Stick with that. I like that a lot. The trip that I made there, you know, it was, things slowed down a little bit around those Route 18 ramps on, you know, heading westbound, because I think people are just learning that those ramps are closed. But they are closed, and they are going to be closed until at least 2027. So you're not going to be able to use those ramps. They are taking them down. They are removing them. Both the ramp that goes from 195 down to Route 18 on the westbound side and the ramp that goes from Route 18 onto 195 heading west. Those ramps are being demolished. And so they are closed. Now, taking a look at the Google Maps. Google Maps says they're going to be closed until at least November. So I don't know if they're going to have a temporary replacement. You know, I don't know all the details of what's going to happen. I know that we've had, you know, Representative Markey on, and he's given us as much information as he can. But I think maybe it might be beneficial if I reach out to MassDOT and see if they can get someone who can join us to really talk in depth about what we can expect for the timeline. The problem is I don't know that they necessarily know all of that. You know, that's something that they're probably just figuring out now as they're getting this started. But it's certainly going to cause some issues. I already noticed this morning, looking at the live traffic map, things are okay on 195. There isn't any traffic backup on there, at least according to the Google Live traffic that I'm looking at right now. But the side streets are getting backed up because the folks who would normally be getting on 195 heading west, coming from 18 south, are now having to go and get on the highway over near Market Basket. So you can see that there's backups on Cogswell Street. You can see there's backups over near Market Basket. So, and it's only 6:43 in the morning. You know, in an hour from now, that's going to look even different, a lot more different. There'll be a lot more red on that traffic map. So if that's an area that you travel through, keep that in mind. But at least for right now, the highway isn't experiencing any major issues. And the poor folks of Cogswell Street, because they finished that construction recently, you know, the last couple of years, and people were probably thinking, oh, great, it's finally over. And now this. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break now so we can stay on pace, and we'll be back in a few moments. That is Eddie Mahoney, better known as Eddie Money, the Money Man, the original Money Man, before Manny the Money Man Resendiz, who will be with us in a couple weeks. The former New York City cop, Eddie Mahoney, turned rock star Eddie Money, who sadly is no longer with us, but his wife does a great job running the Facebook page and supporting the children of Eddie Money, who are now both musicians as well. Although his daughter, Jessie, gets a lot of hate, and I don't get it. People are like, oh, you don't have any talent. Oh, you're only living off your father's name. And she's very talented. But anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. John in Dartmouth sends in a message. Says, hey, Tim, been trying to use your voice app. I can't seem to work it. Also, for some reason, a couple of times you've been coming on and off the air for no reason. And as always, great show. Well, thank you. The best parts of the show, I guess, must be where I'm going off the air, though, right? what might be happening is it might be an issue with your Wi-Fi. If you are going on and off of Wi-Fi, so you're going from Wi-Fi to your cell signal and then back and forth, then that could cause some of those little blinkouts. In most cases, it's usually seamless. So if you walk out of the house, you know, and you go off your Wi-Fi and go on to the cell signal, it's usually seamless and you don't hear any kind of interruption. But sometimes in your phone settings, you know, it's made to protect your data usage so that you're not using up all your data. So it'll request that you restart it and vice versa. If you're going out from outside into the house and getting on the Wi-Fi, that might be part of it. But whenever you have an issue with the app, the easiest thing to do, if you can't figure out what's going on, delete the app and then re-download it from your app store, because that usually clears out the problems. Because usually where these problems come about is that because we're constantly updating these apps, our IT people are constantly putting out new versions of them, fixing things, upgrading things, trying to add new little features. And so as they do all that, if your phone doesn't, and your App Store account for whatever your App Store is, isn't set to auto-update those apps, then you might not have the latest version, and that might cause a few glitches. So that's why it's always best to just delete the app off your phone and re-download it so that you know you have the latest version. Because I've even seen sometimes where people have gone and said, well, I'm just going to go to the App Store and hit update app. And it says, you already have the latest version of this app. And they don't. So that's why if you remove it completely and then download it, it usually gets you the absolute latest version. And it's not like we do it. It's not like we update it every day. But, you know, I'd say at least once a month, maybe you might get some sort of update for it. And what's interesting is, as we talk about these different features that we have, our team is great at taking suggestions for ideas for features. So if there's something you'd like to see the app do that it doesn't do, you can either send them directly the feedback via the app, or just send it to me in an app chat message or an email, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll pass it along. A lot of the features that we have came about because people within the company were using the apps and said, you know what would be cool is if it could do this. And I put in requests like that all the time for things where if we're having an, like, say, you know, we say, oh, we really wish there was a better way to upload this or to upload that. One of the things I brought up recently was they had upgraded the photo uploads on our website. And by doing so, they took away the ability to drop audio into a post. And their rationale was, well, you know, you've got the podcast feature where you can just put the podcast episode into the story. And I said, well, that's great. But sometimes when I'm writing a news story, I want to have just that little clip of what they're talking about. So, you know, I don't want somebody to have to listen to 45 minutes of an interview when the 5 minutes that I'm talking about comes, you know, in the middle of that. They're never going to stick around and listen if they're just listening for the part that's relevant to the story. And I said, so I'd really like to be able to upload the audio again. So it took a couple of days, but then they got back to me and said, yeah, we fixed that. You can do that again. We didn't realize that people were using it for that purpose. So that's why any suggestions you have, send it to me and I'll be happy to pass it along. All right, I've got to get one more break in here before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few.